Professor of News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. The United States on Wednesday attributed the drone attack that killed three U.S. service members in Jordan to the Islamic resistance in Iraq. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says President Biden is deciding on a response to the deadly strike.
When you're talking about what we're anticipating here, which won't just be a one-off, as I said, the first thing you see will not be the last thing. There's a lot of moving pieces in that, in terms of what you're going to choose to go after and what you're electing not to go after and why, and he asks all those questions. He did that in this case, but it's an iterative process.
The Sunday drone attack on a military base in Jordan killed the three troops and injured at least 40 others. One of President Biden's brothers has agreed to meet privately with House Republicans next month. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
James Biden will appear before GOP lawmakers for a private interview related to the impeachment inquiry into the president. The February 21st interview with the House Oversight Committee will take place days before presidential son Hunter Biden will be deposed in private by the same Republican-run committee. Lawmakers have been investigating the Biden family's overseas finances for the past year. James Biden has said he has never involved his brother in his business dealings. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Interest rate cuts are coming, just not yet. The Federal Reserve delivered that message first in a policy statement and then in a news conference at which Chair Jerome Powell reinforced it. The Fed did signal that it's nearing a long-awaited shift toward cutting interest rates, evidence that its officials have grown confident that they're close to fully taming inflation. Wall Street didn't like what it heard, though. The Dow was down by 317 points. The Nasdaq dropped 345. This is SRN News. Donald Trump wins another endorsement.
Operation Rescue is throwing its weight behind the former president. Troy Newman, who heads the pro-life ministry, says, quote, President Trump has earned our support. His strong pro-life record speaks for itself. We must now work together to halt the radical abortion expansion agenda of the Biden-Harris regime. Mr. Trump is perhaps most lauded by pro-lifers for appointing three new Supreme Court justices who helped overturn Roe v. Wade. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As pro-life laws go into effect in many states, a growing number of women are using telehealth to obtain abortion drugs. In a telehealth abortion, a woman is evaluated remotely by an abortion doctor and then receives abortion pills in the mail. Nearly 1 in 10 abortions in the U.S. are done via telehealth. However, the practice is being challenged in court by pro-life activists. The Supreme Court will decide on the Alliance for Hippocratic Medicine versus FDA case this year. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street fell to its worst loss since September, after big tech stocks got burned by the downside of high expectations and the Federal Reserve indicated cuts to interest rates likely are not imminent. The S&P 500 lost 1.6%. Alphabet was one of the market's heaviest weights after analysts pointed to some concerning trends in how much it's earning from advertising. Microsoft fell despite delivering profit and revenue more than expected. The Dow was down 317 points to close at 38,150. The Nasdaq lost 345 to 15,164. The S&P 500 dropped 79 points to 4845. New York oil fell $1.97 to $75.85 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.